I suggest that you do not leave messages when you call. Don't leave messages. Try at least 3 times at different times of the day before you leave a message for somebody. And when you do leave a message, or if you leave a message, which again, I don't recommend you do, but if you do leave a message, in other words, you've tried multiple times, different days, different times, and you just can't reach the person, don't say on the message, hey, I want to drop off a CD to you. Don't say that. Say, hey, Joe, I've got some important information to share with you. I'd love to talk with you. Give me a call. Don't try and do the invitation on a message machine, because the person will just prejudge what it is. And again, when you're inviting, it's an interactive conversation. An invitation is an interactive conversation. And obviously, you can't have any interaction on a message machine or on an answering service. The invitation is not scripted by design. We do not script invitations to your warm market, to the people on your list. And there's a specific reason for that. If you take your personality out of it, in other words, you strictly script it to somebody who knows you, then they're going to pick up that they're not your words, that you're not talking naturally. So one of the keys in an invitation is that you use your own words, your own personality, but you can keep your personality and your own words within those 3 stages of the invitation. Tell them the reason you're calling, tell/ask them what you want them to do, and 3, use a release statement. You can keep your personality, your own words within that framework. The purpose of getting into the reason that you're calling quickly is you don't want to get into how the kids are, how the job is, etc., etc., and talk for 20 minutes before you get to the point. This is another reason that you want to let them know that it's going to be a quick call. And there's something that can go drastically wrong here. In other words, if you call someone up and you get into a regular conversation with them, in other words, this is a friend of yours, this is a brother or a sister, and you call them up and you say, hey, how's the dog? Or how was little Sam's basketball game last night? And your prospect starts engaging in that conversation, then at the end of it, after 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes, you then bring up the invitation that you want to drop off a CD, here's what may happen. Even if the person says yes, drop off the CD, here's what may happen once they get off the phone. They may think, they didn't really call me to ask how the dog was, to ask how the son's basketball game was. They didn't really call me for that reason. They called me to talk about that CD, to try and get me listen to the CD. So they may feel misled. And that's the reason you don't want to get into long-winded conversations. There's multiple reasons for it. But another one is that the prospect may feel misled. Again, we remember here that while we're bringing people into the business, we're trying to teach them how to do the business. Obviously, we're assuming they're going to sign up at some point when we assume that. And we do, by the way, have to assume that every time. We don't know at this point who is going to become a member of the Global Information Network. We just don't know. Here's what we do know, is we don't want anything along the way to have that person feel like they've been misled, or if they join, that they're going to mislead people. So always tell the truth. Tell them the reason you're calling. Ask them what you want them to do, and then use a release statement. Get to the point as fast as you can without being offensive. Get to the point as fast as you can without being offensive. Be clear about what you want them to do or what you're asking them to do. Be clear about it. And here's what this really comes down to, everyone. Just being honest, doing the right thing. And if you feel like you're doing the right thing and you're doing it with integrity, then you'll do more of it. More importantly than that, it will duplicate throughout your organization. So get to the point as fast as you can.